Dreamland was just special. I don't think there was another place in Roanoke like it, especially for black folks.
It was just like a summer resort for black people, because when I was coming that age, you couldn't go to Aunt Tandy.
I just remember the swimming pool.
Oh, sure. I went there swimming. So we go there. The swimming pool was open during the summer. You paid at the counter, 25 cents. We were going to change your clothes. They had a place back up for your change, and one for women, one for the men.
I even cut school sometimes. Couldn't go swimming, kind of.
That was an exciting thing for me to go down there and see him go off at diving board.
We had a fellow there. His name was Elburn Williams. He was a great swimmer. So he would teach you how to swim and be with you. And we called him River Man.
We used to go over and go swimming at night when the place was closed. And the police come by and says, like, we're high. When they leave, we go back in. Going at buck naked. But we did it, though.
Did we ever go to Lakeside?
Well, Lakeside was an amusement park that was segregated.
I don't think we ever went to Lakeside.
They only had one day reserved for black people.
The last day.
The last day before they closed up. Mm-hmm. Black folk could go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm good, man. Don't count them segregated. And give me one day, I wouldn't go. I hate to think about it. That's true.
In 1940s, I would say Gainesboro was an all-African-American neighborhood.
Most of our businesses were here.
We had everything that we really needed.
Most of our schools and most of our churches.
Stores, and then we had Washington Park and Dreamland. And
Mr. Hale, that's the guy that owned his name was Mr. Hale.
Robert and Ellen Hale.
Mr. Hale knew what he was doing.
Okay, this is from the Roanoke Times. In 1936, 75 years ago, there's an ordinance granted to Robert N. Hale, colored, permission to use water from the spring in Washington Park for a swimming pool he proposed to construct, and it was passed on the first reading. My late father was the nephew of Ellen Hale. So I've got the photographs of Dad being the lifeguard at the swimming pool.
Yeah, I knew Miss Hale and her husband. They were nice people.
Very well liked, very well respected.
It was nice. They sold hot dogs in there.
Taskmasters both.
They were kind people, and with the children and the other relatives working, I think they were successful by working together as a team.
I remember Mr. Hill very well.
Oh, man.
He didn't have no stuff going on in his place.
He was a jovial guy. He was a...
Oh, he's a mighty fine man.
A jokester.
For his light complexion.
He had a knot on the back of his head. I don't know what it was about, but he said it was a knowledge knot that his brain was coming all out of his head and everything.
We had this beautiful room. And there was a jukebox there, had soft drinks, and it was real nice.
Well, that's where most of all the girls went. Dreamland.
People relaxing and having fun, dancing. I learned how to dance there.
I met my wife there.
It was about six of us would plan to go, and the boys would come in, and you know, the girls sit here and the boys sit there. And then somebody played a jukebox, and then it looked like the guys were saying, who's going to go first, you know. But once one person got out on, one couple got on the floor, that was it.
They had a band.
If you've seen some of the old movies, you know how they would jitterbug.
Trumpets.
Guys swinging.
Trombones.
And all that stuff. I don't know. I've just seen the movies.
Saxophones.
I'm sure that's what she was doing.
Dance.
Whole band.
Two-step.
Yeah,
blues,
all the two-step. Waltzes.
I didn't do all that exotic dancing, but I can dance.
You could go down to the local all-in-the-winter tuxedo for $6. And you came there dressed. You didn't come there with your britches hanging down. I'd bring my girlfriend, and we'd dance with other people. It was social.
Just dancing.
In 1947, the city
decided to widen Orange Avenue. Then it was widened, so it went up.
And that took out Dreamland.
If it was there today, it would be right in the middle of that highway.
It was a big loss. It was a big loss.
After they tore it down.
I mean, where else could you go to go swimming?
We didn't have anywhere to go.
We had to have it. We had to have it.
No one really likes to change, see? I mean, it's just something that you see, just like, you can't stop progress.
Sometimes change is good, but the way they swept through this area was uncaring. Sure, times change, but you must be honest with that change.
We thought we were safe, but we weren't. They came and took Dreamland. That was it. Just like that.